This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Instacart, the online grocery delivery company, ran headlong into two phenomena of the modern digital economy this week. Number one, social media outrage over its pay policies, namely using tips that customers give to basically subsidize the pay the company gives its workers. And number two, the reality that the gig economy is changing a whole lot of rules. For the second time in less than a week, Instacart has raised wages as things heat up in the increasingly competitive online delivery market. Marketplace's Renata Sego explains what's going on.
Vanessa Bain was making decent money 3 years ago when she started picking up fruits, vegetables, and other grocery items for Instacart customers in California. She'd walk into a Costco
and know for a fact that I would be paid no less than $30, $40, $50 to do a couple of orders there.
Tips were generous, and she got paid per order. But she says in recent months, her wages have plunged. It can take her fulfilling three times as many orders to make just $10.
Those are the going rates right now.
Last week, in response to social media protests, Instacart announced it would guarantee a $3 minimum for delivery. And this week, a new minimum wage sliding scale was introduced, $5 to $10, depending on the job. That's welcome news for Bain and other workers, but it's just a tiny step ahead for an online food delivery industry that's struggling to make a profit. Rachel Lauder runs Working Washington. She says the big issue with the gig economy is the actual gig payment.
When investors are making decisions, are they considering workers' conditions? Their wages aren't sufficient, there's no transparency in their pay models, and that their pay changes all the time.
And food delivery workers usually aren't able to charge a premium on their services, like ride-sharing drivers, for example. Bill Bishop with the consulting firm Brick Meets Click says maybe a different pricing model is needed.
The payment could be directly related to the number of items in the basket.
Or maybe surge pricing for peak delivery times. One thing's for sure, other online food delivery companies are now looking to figure this out. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.